Among those who will gather at Hadley Park today will be Uma Kudus, a Kiwi lawyer and Muslim from Auckland who has spent the week volunteering at a support centre for victims' families. He joins me now from Christchurch. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Cathy. How are you?
Uma, in just a few hours from now, New Zealanders will pause for 2 minutes at almost the exact moment that the massacre began, that 50 people were killed. Are people anticipating this? What's the mood amongst the community this morning?
It's a somber mood, but it's allowing everyone in the community to just reflect on what's happened, and I guess it's giving everyone the ability to somewhat get some closure and just carry on with their daily lives.
There's a gathering in Hagley Park, as I mentioned, but it's also the call to prayer is being broadcast around the country. There's a real sense of unification in this, isn't there?
Yes, most definitely. This will be the first time that we'd have the call to prayer broadcast nationally, and it's a big deal, and it's a big event, and the Muslim community is looking forward to it.
You, of course, live and work in Auckland, as I mentioned. You're an active Muslim community member there. Why did you decide to come to Christchurch this week?
Well, the main reason why I decided to come to Christchurch was because back home in Auckland I felt a bit useless, and I just didn't know what to do. So I thought instead of just sitting around, I thought I'd come down to Christchurch and be part of the relief team to help do something about it.
We've certainly been hearing about the huge volunteer effort down there. As you say, people from other parts of New Zealand have converged on Christchurch. Australians have gone over there. How have you spent the week? What have been the greatest needs that you've been dealing with?
Well, we've been visiting the survivors in the hospitals, praying for them, and just helping the families of the victims in any way we can. So as a lawyer, what I'm doing is providing immigration advice to people that have families overseas that want to come into the country.
What have the challenges been there, Uma?
Well, to be honest, the government's been really
I think we may have lost the line there from Christchurch. We're speaking to a Kiwi lawyer, Uma Kudus. Uma, are you there? No, I'm afraid we haven't got to Uma. We might go to a promo and try to get him back on the line. We've got Uma Kudus, a lawyer from Auckland, back on the line. Uma, apologies for that.
That's absolutely all right, fine.
Now, we were talking about your role this week in Christchurch, providing legal assistance. What were some of the visa issues that you've had to deal with?
Well, there aren't issues as such because the government has been fast-tracking visas, and I've heard of cases where visas have been turned around within 24 hours of the application being made. So the government is definitely aware that there will be people coming into the country who have people associated with the attacks, and they're doing their utmost best to ensure that people get there in a timely manner. So I personally have not faced any issues at the moment with the visa applications.
And what are some of the other assistance measures that are being provided? I think there's a community centre that's operating, is that right?
Yes, that's true. So there's a community centre that's operating, and within that there's people from the Christchurch District Health Board, councillors and all that coming together to just offer support and help the victims' families get through. So a range of support is being issued, including mental health support as well.
And I understand that this community centre has been quite the hive of activity, that it's been very busy at times.
Yes, no, definitely. We've had a steady stream of people coming in. At times, we've had about 300 to 500 people inside the community centre. So, yeah.
Uma, you mentioned that you've spent time in hospitals visiting the victims. How are people coping there?
Well, all I can say is that they're a lot stronger than I am, because whenever you go in to visit them, they welcome you with a smile when they've gone through such an ordeal and have some serious injuries. So you know, I don't think I'd ever be able to be in their position and crack a smile. But no, these people are really strong, and it's overwhelming to see their strength, because yeah, I don't think any normal person could be that strong.
And we've been hearing reports about some frustration around the length of time that's being taken to release bodies to allow loved ones to be buried. What are you hearing now about that process?
Well, the thing is, the majority of the families appreciate the fact that there's a process that needs to happen, because as the chief coroner said, the process will take as long as it needs to take, and that's simply because of the fact that not only is it important to bury our loved ones, but it's also important to build a strong case against the terrorists. We will not be able to do so without going through the processes that the government has in place, that the pathologists and the coroners need to carry out.
It's a necessary process, as you say.
It is definitely necessary.
Umar, thank you so much for your time today, and our hearts go out to you and your fellow Muslims.
Thank you so much.
Umar Kudus, an Auckland-based Muslim lawyer who was born and raised in New Zealand.